Welcome back to the February 1996 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. In his renewal note, Steve Bazilla of Osceola Mills, Pennsylvania notes, "I can't imagine that I've been fooling around with the radio since 1924. Last month I passed my 85th birthday." He also adds, "Seems like new household items give out noise. Congratulations on the milestone, Steve. I guess you've heard it all."
CHUM 1050 Toronto.
Also, congratulations to National Radio Club member Robert Kramer Jr., who was married to Renee Runkle on November 11th, 1995. It's time right now to take a look at our CPC test calendar. We have some DX tests, which start off with some dandies. KYUK in Alaska will be testing on 640 kilohertz, February 3rd from 0400 to 0430 Eastern Standard Time. KYAK, also in Alaska, on 650, will be testing on February 4th from 0400 to 0500. HCJB in Quito, Ecuador, will be testing on 690 kilohertz, and this test will run on February 4th from 0100 to 0115. Also from Alaska, KFQD on 750 will test on February the 4th, 0400 to 0430. WABB in Mobile, Alabama on 1480 will test on February the 5th, 0300 to 0400. WTCY in Pennsylvania on 1400 will conduct a DX test on February the 10th from 0200 to 0230. WNNC in North Carolina on 1230 will test February 12th. From midnight to midnight 30. WGAI in North Carolina on 560 will test on February the 12th from 0100 to 0130. WBSR down in Florida on 1450 will conduct a DX test on February the 17th from 0100 to 0200. WFNR down in Virginia on 710 will conduct a DX test on February the 18th from 015 to 0100. WNAK in Pennsylvania on 730 will conduct a DX test on February the 18th also from 0330 to 0400. WIRC in North Carolina on 630 kilohertz will have its test on February the 18th from midnight to midnight 30. WIRC in North Carolina on 630 will have its test on February the 19th from midnight to midnight 3 minutes. Long DX test. WLWL down in North Carolina will also have a test on 770 kilohertz on February the 19th from 0100 to 0130. KCSR in Nebraska on 610 will have its DX test on February the 24th from 0200 to 0230. KVNU in Utah on 610 will have its DX test the following day on February the 25th, and this test will be from 0230 to 0300. Then we have the two HCJB tests on 690 kilohertz from Ecuador, March 3rd from 0100 to 0115, and then April 7th from 0015 to 0030. And those are our CPC tests on this edition of the DX Audio Service. From the DX Time Machine from 50 years ago, January 26, 1946, Pete Clarius out in Staten Island, New York, reported that a subscription to Broadcasting Magazine cost $5 per year, which included a giant yearbook. Just to keep that in perspective, the subscription now costs $265 and $125 for the yearbook. Al Maley out of Highland Falls, New York, received a very letter and three photos from Bogota's HJCN on 1335. 25 years ago, from the January 23, 1971 DX News magazine, J.A. Worcester of Frankfort, New York, noted that he had sold over 40 space magnet ferrite loop antennas without a single return. 10 years ago, from the January 20th, 1985 DX News magazine, Domestic DX Digest was split into East and West sections, headed by Dave Schmidt and Nancy Hardy. And that's our DX Time Machine. Harry Hample sends us word that verification requests for his beacon, STLMO, on 1690 kilohertz may be sent to STLMO, care of Brush, B-R-U-S-H, 3155 Cherokee Street, St. Louis, Missouri, 63118. This is a 100 milliwatt beacon, which is on the air 24 hours a day with Morse code messages inviting people to visit the city. It operates with the help of donations and volunteers and went on the air back in June 28th of 1985. The Market Scope is brought to you by a cassette machine, because without a cassette machine, you wouldn't have a Market Scope, and you wouldn't be able to air check.
Thanks, Fred. Hi, DXers. This is Market Scope, and I'm Phil Wayne. Welcoming in another month here at the DX Audio Service with snow shovel in hand. As you may recall from last month, we finished the AMs in Clarksburg, West Virginia, so it's off to the megahertz this time. First up is 88.1 WKJL with a contemporary Christian format. WKJL never did give their call letters or proper ID while I was monitoring them.
This is USA Radio News.
They should also say programs that won't tell you that those things are actually absolutely wrong. They kind of let you decide what's right or wrong, right? But that's a whole nother daring and can of worms. Check your forecast for the entire He's Alive radio listening area. It goes like this. Mostly sunny today, 70s for highs. Mostly fair tonight, 40s to around 50 for lows. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler, mid-60s to mid-70s. And the extendo cast for Friday night through Monday. Fair to partly cloudy through the period, except for some drizzle in the Pennsylvania mountains on Saturday and some showers and thunderstorms in Maryland and eastern West Virginia on Sunday. High temperatures mainly 70s, except there will be some low 80s in West Virginia, especially on Monday, and there will be some 60s in the mountains of PA on Saturday. Overnight lows mainly upper 40s to low 60s. And currently in the 9 o'clock hour, 53 degrees at He's Alive Radio. As we get back to music on the 9 o'clock hour, the good morning. Get together with pretty sunshiny weather as you walk right on through the heather with a heart that feels light as a feather. I don't even know if there's any heather around here. Heather. There are two or three heathers in the listening audience. No, I mean the flowers. I'll forget. How did I get involved in that? Trying to rhyme things again. I should stick to watermelons, right? And ice on airplane. Watermelon rhymes. Lime ice. I'll forget it. That's terrible. Low budget humor. Low budget show, right? Oh, me. D.D., the old ramp man, the old bird without feathers, the old tinkering ham in here till about, 9:30? No, 10:30. Yeah, well, 9:30 we'll do some more of our center stage feature this morning, so you stay by for all that. Bishop's going to start us off. Coming up this half hour, I also have some good gold from the cathedrals and a pretty song from Heaven Bound. All this between now and Michael Guido time at about 9:17.
WVHF. There's Sheryl Crow and Strong Enough. Prince right before that. You Got the Look. Of course, Prince is no longer known as Prince, but the artist formerly known has turned his not-so-busy Paisley Park Studios into a late-night recreation center, reports say. It's in Chanahassen, Minnesota. Regular folks could just go on in and party like it's 1999. $5 cover charge at Saturday night's trial run even included a performance by his diminutive purpleness.
92.7 WVHF.
70s Rewind.
Here's another contest clue with the All-America Extravaganza from WHAR, WVHF, American Airlines, Clarksburg Travel, and Middletown Mall. This is another contest clue for answer sheet number one. They run for the roses in this state. If you know the answer, go to the Information Center at Fairmont's Middletown Mall and pick up answer sheet number one. Get all 10 answer sheets filled out correctly, mail them in, and you're entered in the drawing for our grand prize. Transportation for two to anywhere in the continental 48 states, the Caribbean, or Mexico. Transportation provided by American Airlines, something special in the air. Once again, here's that clue. They run for the roses in this state. Answer sheet number one is available only at Fairmont's Middletown Mall. Keep listening for all the clues for all 10 answer sheets in the All-America Extravaganza from your summer fun stations, WHAR and WVHF.
92.7 WVHF. 92.7, this is WVHF Clarksburg.
Now, more music with Steve Siebert.
Oh, Wait a minute, I get my headphones on. 96.7 KMM. Sawyer Brown and the boys and me. Good to have you along this morning as we play today's best new country and yesterday's favorites right here on the Rise and Shine Show, the area's number one radio station, and I'm Greg Boggart. Is that enough information for you? You need to write that down? Hold on, I'll get a pen and paper for you. We can check the weather in just a few moments, give you the current temperature, and also, on the way in, yes, we're all thrilled with this, the birthday guy. In just a few moments with the birthdays, it's 7:49.
96.7. WKMM, Kingwood, Oakland. CNN Radio News, I'm David Hall.
Northern West Virginia's 50,000-watt powerhouse. Digital 97.9, the Great 98. Listen for the difference. All new, all hit radio, the Great 98.
Going out to Jackson from Anique, to Doug from Brenda, and to Mike from Lynn. All hit radio, the Great 98. All hits all summer long in the middle, well, actually in the beginning of a commercial-free dedication hour. Mary Mo, I'm with you. Still taking requests, 366-9811. Up next, Freak Me by Silk. Going to Darren from Lisa, to Chris from Michelle, to whoever wants to hear it from Heather, to Jack from Amanda, and to Jeremy from Jess. All hit radio, the Great 98.
It's about 4 minutes ahead of 7 o'clock this morning. A rude awakening on a Thursday with Bob and Tom.
Tom Reddick,
and we're going to check in with CNN Headline News, followed by another look at your Rude Awakening forecast and more great music, your chance to win, and the Almanac sometime next hour. Stick around.
Our music variety spans three decades of the best new music and yesterday's hits. 100.9 WMQC, Westover, Morgantown, Fairmont.
CNN Radio News, I'm Ken Main.
This news brought to you by Snyder Floor Covering, Green Bag Road across from the Mountaineer Mall. AccuWeather next with Kevin Nicholas. Sorry, no. Missed it again there, Mike. Mike Bradley will have your weather next. I'm Chris Lawrence, and you're up to date on 102 WVAQ.
You just can't get used to this, can you, Chris?
West Virginia weather.
It's 7:54, time for this WVAQ exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Warm and muggy for today with some hazy sunshine. Chance of a few showers, high sitting 84. Mostly cloudy for tonight, chance of some thunderstorms, lows down to 65. And for tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a chance of a thunderstorm or two, high sitting 82. It's currently 69 at Weston, 71 at Fairmont, and 74 at today's best music. It's 10 o'clock straight up, and I'm Mike Bradley getting you out of bed with today's best music on West Virginia's number one radio station.
WVAQ, Morgantown.
It's 9 o'clock at 102 WVAQ Morgantown and 102.3 WSSN Weston.
Hey, Chris, give me five.
This is the High Five at 9 on today's best music, 102 WVAQ.
Today's best music, 102 WVAQ. It's the High Five at 9 countdown. Your chance to score free food from Domino's. Gotta be Domino's with High Five Recall. Just keep track of the five most requested songs we count down to number one. When we hit number one, we call in number 10, give them back to me. In reverse order. Would that be in order? However, let's go ahead and kick things off. Coming in number five tonight, John B., Babyface, Someone to Love, 102 WVAQ.
In central West Virginia, there's a rock triad served by a special radio station that plays only the greatest rock and roll oldies. The station is 102.3 WSSN, Weston, Clarksburg, Buchanan. Cars were lined up in the gas lines, but the radio was playing the greatest rock and roll oldies. So are we. 102.3 WSSN. atop Buchanan Mountain, serving the universe. From the middle of West Virginia's Rock Triad, this is 102.3 WSSN, Weston, Clarksburg, Buchanan. 102.3 WSSN. We specialize in the greatest rock and roll oldies.
After midnight.
Nixon was a crook and had to resign. The war in Vietnam finally ended, and the music was just perfect. Maybe it wasn't such a bad decade after all. The greatest rock and roll oldies. 102.3 WSSN.
Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn on US 1027. Good morning. 7 past 7 on the way. Trisha Yearwood. Good morning, Stuart.
You're listening to 104.1 FM. WDCI, Bridgeport, Clarksburg.
Looking for the best in music? You found it. KISS FM 104.1.
It's pure gold on WOBG, AM and FM, Clarksburg, Salem.
Prosecutors make their case against O.J. Simpson.
There's virtually an ocean of evidence.
This is ABC News.
It's 10 o'clock. Travis Jones with today's hottest new country. On the way, Martina McBride, also George Strait and Kenny Chesney on North Central West Virginia's most listened to radio station.
The new country, 106.5, WKKW, Clarksburg.
Travis Jones plays the right mix of today's hot new country hits and all-time favorites. The new country, 106.5 WKKW.
Like they say in the biz, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed hearing radio in another great market. I'm Phil Wayne. And now, radio from a historical perspective. Here is John Bowker.
Historical moments in radio. Stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And this fall marked the 75th anniversary of the beginning of broadcasting. Or did it? Well, each year we devote one of these historical moment program segments to the question of which station really was the first to broadcast. And this month I'm delighted to read you some words by Barry Mishkin, a fellow living in Tucson, Arizona, who has devoted a goodly piece of his adult life to researching early radio stations. And recently he published an article in Radio World, giving a fresh perspective on early broadcasting back in the 1920s. And I want to thank Barry Mishkin for letting me quote from his article. In part, he wrote, "Was KDKA's appearance in November 1920 that of the first broadcast station?" Well, this question is really difficult to answer, even as one tries to define broadcast. But did earliest broadcast station really mean operation on a regular schedule, or perhaps a daily schedule? Maybe we should measure continuous operation from some early date, or even a station designed to be heard by the general public and licensed by the U.S. government. Well, depending upon the criteria, many stations have strong claims to being first. And some of the contenders, I can tell you, go way back. KCBS originally identified itself as San Jose Calling, and then by the letters FN, later 6XE, 6XF, SJN, and then KQW. Many of us remember those calls. It was built by Charles David Herold in 1909 in San Jose, California. Broadcasts of music from Herold's School of Radio could be heard every Wednesday evening. Lee DeForest proclaimed Herold's station as the oldest broadcasting station in the whole world. Well, KCBS calls itself the longest continuously broadcasting station in the world by a factor of at least a decade. There were, however, transmissions of music via radio by the Belgian Post Office beginning in the same time period. WHA, originally 9XM in Madison, Wisconsin, was constructed by the University of Wisconsin's Earl Terry. And the university claims WHA the oldest station in the nation in existence longer than any other. Well, it certainly rivals KCBS. And over in Detroit, WWJ, originally 8MK, began operation on August 20, 1920. The next night, it broadcast the results of an election. The station was owned and operated by the Detroit News, and it promoted itself as WWJ Radio 1, where it all began on August 20, 1920. And then there was KDKA, originally 8XK. Now, it was built by Dr. Frank Conrad of Westinghouse in 1916, and it began playing music after the wartime ban on entertainment was lifted. Now, I have to understand that all non-government stations were ordered off the air until the end of World War I in 1918. 8XK was one of the few stations transmitting from time to time to test military radio equipment manufactured by Westinghouse. What is not in debate is that the Department of Commerce started issuing licenses for what would become the initial broadcast band in 1920. And there is no question but what the station that would be called KDKA was granted the first limited commercial license by the federal government. But by the time the famous inaugural program of election returns was broadcast on November 2, 1920, the KDKA license had still not been received in Pittsburgh. And the station proceeded to broadcast those election returns under the special amateur license 8ZZ. However, this station was different in that it inaugurated a regular daily schedule of transmissions. The parent company of KDKA, Westinghouse, had plans to start more stations if KDKA proved successful. Well, it did, and Westinghouse followed through with stations in Newark, Chicago, and later in other cities, too. Well, again, I want to thank Barry Mishkin for letting me read from his article. And if any of you have heard a recording of the election returns in 1920 mentioning KDKA, you should know that recording was made nearly 10 years later and apparently lacks certain historical accuracy. For Historical Moments, this is John Bowker.
In a recent article in Radio World magazine, there was a statement which I didn't agree with, so I wrote a letter to the editor, and I'd like to read you the letter which I wrote. It's to Lucia Cobo of Radio World magazine. Dear Lucia, on reading your column, The Ins and Outs, in Radio World, December 27th, 1995, page 4, you stated, on a nostalgic note, DXing looks to be on its way out, and real audio on the Internet seems to be in. I have to disagree with this statement in part. While I don't doubt that stations are using the real audio system for broadcasting on the Internet, it is not correct to assume that DXing is on its way out. DXing is still a popular hobby. Since the National Radio Club was started in 1933, the club has experienced its largest membership at the close of 1995. In addition to this, you have other DX clubs which also continue to operate, including the DX Audio Service, which is a Books for the Blind magazine on tape, all of which have seen gains in membership. Like all clubs and businesses, the operations and needs evolve. Such is the case with most radio clubs. In the past decade, the membership's needs evolved not only to DXing, but also air check collecting, trading and collecting of station promo items, and documentation of historical information on the industry. There are also a lot of people that have joined us just to keep up to date with what programs are offered on stations and on networks. As far as the Internet goes, it has only enhanced the hobby and furthered the late-breaking news aspect of DXing. Members use email to alert other members of DX catches and conditions which could result in getting a rare station. We also use the Internet to send information on Courtesy Programs Committee, CPC tests. The National Radio Club's CPC contacts stations to arrange special tests for DXers during low or non-program hours, usually midnight to 4 a.m. In the following month, there will be an expected 15 tests of AM radio stations. On one occasion, a Clear Channel station coordinated their transmitter maintenance so they would be off the air when a daytimer came on the air to test in the early morning hours. The response was overwhelming. On the very day the WJDM in Elizabeth, New Jersey took to the air on 1660, the traffic was enormous. During the 1995 NAB convention, within the first hour that KUSA, USA's digital test station in Las Vegas, took to the air, there were messages all over the Internet. Even when a station forgets to change pattern or power, or if a station is operating under emergency operations during a local disaster, DXers are the first to spot the station on the air. For those that had the Internet, they would call friends who did not have access to it and forward the information. Messages on the Internet range from a simple, "Well, I hear them in Iowa," to detailed program and signal data and even wave files of the reception. The DX Audio Service and National Radio Club also have a web page where you can see reports of AM stations overseas that DXers are listening to in North America. The address for the page is http://wcoil.com/tilde-gnbc/. The Internet has not hurt us. It has just made us more productive. I think that what most outsiders perceive as a lack of interest in the hobby is actually a change in both the hobby and business aspects at stations. 10 years ago, it was not uncommon to write to stations, including a list of program details, and receive a card or letter from the station confirming your reception. Now, due to budget restraints and staff cutbacks at stations, it's very uncommon to get a QSO card or letter from a station. In a 1994 survey, it indicated a return rate of less than 10%. Postage rates also affect the DXers, as a single night of listening can yield as much as 10 reports. Most DXers now just keep a log of what they hear and don't send letters to stations. I think that since station engineers rarely hear from DXers now, the perception is that the hobby has died. For those of you that deal with facts, the average DXer is male and is in the 18-plus age group. Both income and technical knowledge is average to above average. 30% or more of the DXers buy equipment and accessories that are in the above-average category. The typical DXer will listen to a talk show, but will not call in. Most DXers belong to clubs to further their knowledge on stations, formats, and the industry in general. DXers have knowledge of networks and syndicated programs on stations and can probably name 5 or more stations that carry a certain syndicated program excluding their local station. Or they can tell you the format or network affiliation of a station 100 miles or more away from their location. You will also find a lot of blind people in the DX hobby. This is because listening to radio is a primary source of news and information. Many of the blind listeners participate in the hobby by listening and reporting changes in stations to the club, but very seldom send written reports or communications to stations because of the cost of postage and the return rate on getting a reply from a station. Some of the blind members of the DX Audio Service are some of the most knowledgeable people I have ever met on what is happening on the AM radio band. We know that DXing is not a dying hobby, as the increasing membership and participation in the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service counters any claim of declining interest. DXers are a silent group, but are several thousand strong and enjoy listening, recording, and logging AM radio stations. Signed, Frederick R. Vobey, editor of DX Audio Service.
Musings from members by phone.
The DX Audio Service, Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
If you're DXAS subscribed, you can call our comment line at 419-228-4199. You have 45 seconds.
Hello, Fred and DX Audio Service members. This is George and Pam Dominguez out of Inwood, New York. I just want calling to say that WDJM appears to have moved up to 1660 on the AM band. I wonder if anyone else is aware of it. Thank you, and Merry Christmas, and all those other things. Have a good day. Bye.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 27th of December to report on a format change and an on-again, off-again radio station. The format change is 940 KFRE in Fresno, California, which used to be Real Country, is now simulcasting with 107.5 KMPH and is an all-news format. And There is a radio station that is, the last I checked, was off the air at 1220, but it was on earlier about 4 or 5 days ago called KQEQ in Fowler, California. They were calling it Kickin' 1220. So I don't know about this station. It seems to be on again and off again. I guess that's all. See you guys later.
Hello, everyone. This is old TJ, Tom Jackson, from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, I wanted to know if all you DXers out there have heard this new station on the expanded AM band, WJDM, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I picked it up on my Sony 2010 with a long wire antenna, and I've even picked it up on my Super Radio. Has anyone heard the station? Hey, Happy New Year to everyone out there, and good DX. Thank you.
This is Tandy Way in Tampa, Florida, January the 1st, 1996. I'd like to see musings regarding FM stations in areas to be deleted. This is a national magazine, and what goes on 97.9 in Arizona has no impact on the rest of us out here. This is supposed to be an AM and or shortwave magazine, so I'd like to see that come to a stop. Thank you.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. WAPI 1070 on the dial in Birmingham, Alabama. 50 kilowatt long time big band music of your life type format has gone all news. I think this may have happened on or around January 1st. It's a short form news where you hear the same thing repeated. They tell you the latest news every 10 minutes.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Winnetka, California. KGRB, AM 900 in West Covina, has changed from a big band format to Spanish. I understand this was done when the conservators took over the management of the elderly owners' affairs. And this was done all of a sudden. Staff members were given only about a half hour to clear their desks. That's about all I know. I don't know of change in call letters as yet. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Dale Helm, calling from Austin, Texas. Hello, members. As of January the 1st, WAPI 1070 in Birmingham had a format change. They went from easy listening to an all-news format, Associated Press or something like that. A message to you, Marty Rempaugh. Looking at a database file that I have, it shows those call letters KNKB678 to belong to Pacific Telephone and Telegraph on a frequency of 158.1. And they're in the San Francisco area, Oakland Civic Center, various places around the San Francisco area. But it belongs to Pacific Telephone and Telegraph, 158.1.
Hey, Fred and the gang. Just want to let you know, this is Bill Koppelman here in Denver. And what used to be K-Big, KBYG 1090, is no more. They've gone away. And in their place is the AM side of KS104. KQKS, the number one hit station in the area. And not much on sports, so as far as I'm concerned, it's a plus for me.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Marcy Scott from Watertown, Massachusetts. Just noticing as I listened to the January edition that the gentleman in North Carolina talks the 830 frequency as WMMO. I heard it down in Vero Beach as WETR, Eden Greensboro. Entertainment radio. Wonder if anyone can verify that or tell about a new AM frequency there. Happy belated New Year and happy winter, everyone. Great magazine. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh. I guess everyone around the East Coast probably has noticed that WTAR AM 790 has been somewhat off frequency for the last week or so, recording this on January the 11th. Also, I hear rumors that 1510 WXVX in Monroeville, PA, is up for sale, and this station has been silent since last week.
Hi, this is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA, on January the 13th. Addition to my other message, WXVX Monroeville, Pennsylvania, has returned to the air at 1510 sometime between 9:30 and 10 o'clock this morning. They now play soft black music, like, you know, quiet storm type music, but they are back on the air and apparently under new ownership. The old format was modern rock and the new format is soft black music. So that's it. Thanks.
Time for the DX Change here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Dick Truax at Post Office Box 39451, Louisville, Kentucky, 40233-9451, is offering his Radio West Ferrite Loop Antenna with Long Wave Broadcast Band and Tropical Band Coils, plus both the original and the longer ferrite rods. That's two rods for $165, including shipping. He says they work real fine. And the phone number to call if you have any questions or wish to purchase it, and I would jump on this as soon as possible if you're looking for an antenna, area code 502-246-6337. I've got to clean out the studio here at DX Audio Service, so I've got a whole bunch of different items here for you. First of all, cassette labels, about 1,000 labels per package on tractor feed, so you can put them through a computer printer, $10 per package. Two amateur radio television transceivers. They operate on 421 megahertz, $200 each. You must be an amateur radio operator to purchase these. Three Revox reel holdouns for those 10-inch reels, $15 for all three. If you're into rap music, I have a large collection of rap music. You just send me a buck and I'll send you the list, and that will, of course, take care of the postage. Two telephones, a green and a beige trimline telephone by Stromberg Carlson. Do not have ringers in them. $10 each. A CAT 500 repeater controller. This is both a talking and a CW repeater controller. $250 includes documentation used for approximately 10 hours. A VHF repeater presently on the commercial band of 451 megahertz. Motorola Motran for $300 does not include the cabinet. Two OS-120 sensors. They are new. These are sensors which are put on a security light system outside your home. When it sun goes down, it detects it's getting dark outside. If it sees any motion within 250 feet, it turns on the lights. $40 for each one of those. One car cellular telephone antenna with mag mount, $25. About three-quarters of a box of CART labels. These are Denison number 42-379, $10 for the entire box. And if you'd like to use them for other things, they are 3.5 inches long by 7/16 high. And they will fit on the edge of a cassette tape box. And they are on tractor feed and white in color. And finally, an amateur radio log from Svetlana Tube Company in Russia. And all I'm asking for that is $3 for shipping. And that's our DXChange on this edition. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, pop it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802. From our friend John Marks at Radio Netherlands, he writes, "Media Network may be older than you think. Back in 1981, we had no idea that the show would become part of the international broadcast scene. In fact, we're proud that Media Network is built on the rich foundations of DX Jukebox, which started life in 1959. The difference is that we have added Y to the profiles of international broadcasting, mainly thanks to the power of the telephone and our direct-to-the-source approach. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank those of you who have helped us build the world's most popular communications program. We're proud of our regular links with BBC Monitoring in England and the editors of the World Radio TV Handbook in Amsterdam. The network part of our title is real. We run on the continuous flood of enthusiasm that keeps the phone, fax, and email buzzing. On Thursday, May 2nd, 1996, Media Network will celebrate the 750th edition. Since the program has always emphasized listener participation, we'll be running a quiz in the program with a unique prize. More details coming shortly. There will be a special QSL card for the broadcast on May 2nd and an anniversary gold label compact disc. What is Media Network? Media Network is a 30-minute radio program broadcast every Thursday in the English service of Radio Netherlands via shortwave, medium wave in Europe, and satellite through the World Radio Network and Radio Netherlands' own subcarrier on Astra 1C. It is also available as a real audio file posted on the World Radio Network. For full details, see the online schedules on the English pages of our worldwide web server. The address is http://www.rnw.nl. Please note that our URL has been simplified recently. In the course of clearing out some of the archives at Radio Netherlands in time for our 50th anniversary in 1997, quite a lot of old historical photos have come to light. These have now appeared in Radio Netherlands' digital dungeon section. Later in 1996, we plan to put up some sound archives. We're testing several software systems, including MPEG-3. In the last few months, we've had quite a few reactions from people listening to Media Network using this new form of broadcasting. Never fear, we still enjoy making real audio via the usual outlets. You may know that numbers in Holland changed from a 10-figure system as of 10 October 1995. The old numbers still work, but not for long. If you phone the answer line to leave news for the show, please call 313-567-24222 24 hours a day. The fax number is 313-567-24239. Our email address for feedback directly to Media Network is media, that's M-E-D-I-A, at rnw.nl. General reception reports, requests for literature and schedules. In fact, all general mail goes to letters at rnw.nl. I thought I'd recap some information which appeared in DX News Magazine December 11, 1995 concerning the HCJB tests. This comes from Rich McVicker at HCJB. HCJB is airing monthly DX tests on 690 kHz for the next year. The tests will be 15 minutes in length and will include plenty of Morse code and other unique items. All tests have to be aired sometime between 0504 UTC and 0820 UTC when there is no regular programming going out on 690 kHz. I've tried to time some of the tests so that each one corresponds with some sunrise or sunset either in Europe, the South Pacific, Japan, or Eastern Canada. In most cases, I let the Terminator take its natural seasonal course and left the time alone. The test will take place UTC Sunday in order to give DXers a chance to set up a long wire on Saturday. Correct reception reports for these tests are verified with a special 690 kHz QSL card. In order that your QSL will be truly valuable, I'm being real fussy and unreasonable about details. If you hear code, you need to report exactly when you heard it and what characters you heard. Tape recordings are welcomed, but tapes cannot be returned. Please send reports with one IRC or first-class postage in U.S. or Canadian stamps to 690 DX Test, care of English Language Service, HCJB, Casilla, that's C-A-S-I-L-L-A, 17-17-691, Quito, that's Q-U-I-T-O, Ecuador, E-C-U-A-D-O-R. Here's the schedule. We'll do our best to stick to it, but there may be some changes now and then. Any changes will be announced on DX Party Line and The Latest Catch. All times and dates are in UTC. February 4th, 1996, from 0600 to 0615. March 3rd, 1996, from 0600 to 0615. April 7th, from 0515 to 0530. May 5th from 0545 to 0600. June 2nd from 0600 to 0615. July 7th from 0800 to 0815. August 4th from 0600 to 0615. And September 1st from 0515 to 0530. Have fun and we'll be looking forward to your report. 73 and God bless, signed Rich McVicker. And then just about does it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Another reminder that I'll be on the Al Wisk Show talking about all kinds of things related to radio and the DX Audio Service. I'll be on WBAP 820 on February 2nd, 1996. Earliest time will be 11:30 Eastern Time, 10:30 Central, just following the hockey game. Give us a call and let's talk about radio and maybe your furthest catch, an unusual radio station, or maybe just how you happen to listen to AM radio at a distance. Telephone number 1-800-288-9227 or area code 817-787-1827. 20. And just up about 10 kilohertz is WCCO in Minneapolis. And just to let you know that some people do have a problem with the weather conditions. Gosh knows we've had our problems around here. Here's a little air check to keep you warm in the waning moments. 73, good DX, and get out there and support radio.
Right now, the Twin Cities, 33 degrees, wind from the west, 14 miles an hour. The humidity is 69%, very light snow. The Weather Bureau radar indicates scattered light snow in the same location as at 5 a.m. Therefore, please continue to use the summary.
Which you threw in the wastebasket.
Issue the thing. Wait a minute, I got it. I got it.
Had it in our little round pile here.
Wait, at 5 a.m., the Weather Bureau radar indicates some patchy light snow in extreme eastern Minnesota, just north of the Twin Cities and extending into western Wisconsin as far as the Eau Claire region. Holy smoke, if they had said use the one given at 4, I tell you, I'd have had it, because it would have been down another foot down in the wastebasket. Jeez, those are getting very cagey over in the Weather Bureau. I got to talk to Stu about that.